KTW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The House this weekend passing a foreign aid bill that supports Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
The long-stalled foreign aid legislation finally made its way to a vote on Saturday. The House passing a massive $95 billion foreign aid package. Now that the bills have passed in the House, the Senate will begin consideration of this foreign aid package on Tuesday. Allison Kosick, ABC News, New York.
A tragic car crash in Monroe County, Michigan has left two children dead and one person in custody. Police arrested the 66-year-old driver on suspicion of operating a vehicle while intoxicated, causing death. The threat of severe thunderstorms forcing former President Trump to cancel a Saturday night rally in North Carolina. Trump promising he'll be back soon, but sooner than that, he'll be back in a New York City courtroom as opening statements begin in his criminal hush money trial on Monday. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Most political boundaries tied to the 2020 census have been in place for a while, but as Mike Moan reports, a national project on map fairness for indigenous populations is still working for changes.
When states did their redistricting a few years ago, the Native American Rights Fund launched its Fair Districting in Indian County effort. It provides resources and legal representation to tribal communities worried about newly drawn districts that could suppress their voting power. NARF staff attorney Michael Carter says there's been a lot of activity.
Just from this redistricting cycle alone, tribes have stepped up and decided that what the state and county governments are doing is not right.
He points to several cases with various levels of success, including two high-profile ones from North Dakota. One resulted in a new legislative map for the 2024 election. Carter says a section of the Voting Rights Act is often at the center of these cases, with tribal advocates arguing some state and local governments aren't honoring language that prohibits voter discrimination. He says there's a separate movement out there trying to reverse the progress.
The national implications are there just from the attention it's getting from all the other states that are filing these briefs in the appeals courts seeking to undo the wins that Native voters got in the lower courts.
A group of Republican attorneys general contends that private groups and individuals don't have the right to file lawsuits under Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. But Carter says there's a separate provision that does provide that opportunity. NARF and its partner organization notes their movement has ushered in a new generation of Native American lawyers to fight for civil rights in the years to come. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers win again in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with 18 hits against the Cardinals yesterday. Home runs for Bryce Terang, Rhys Hoskins, Jackson Churio, Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Now Churio tries right field. Walker back again. That's gone. Back to back go the Brewers. Jackson Churio hits number four on a 1-2 pitch. Churio goes the other way.
They have definitely figured out something.
The Brewers with a 12-5 win over the Cardinals. Rhys Hoskins.
You know, I think we wanted to come out and try to punch first. William getting us going, getting a guy on. You know, the hitters to get pitches in the middle of the zone is pressure on the base pass. So let's say pressure on the base pass gets the hitters good pitches, and we didn't miss today.
NBA, the Bucks held practices preparing to host the Pacers. Game one of their playoff series begins tonight.
I thought it was a good week. Great preparation. Thought we got some decent conditioning in. Yeah, I thought it was a good week.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies, breezy west to northwest winds and highs of the upper 50s. Overnight, mostly clear skies as lows bottom out in the mid and upper 30s. On Monday, increasing clouds and breezy southwest winds, highs in the lower to middle 60s. It's 33 at our studios.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pumping your tires, checking your brakes. Part of the list to get your bicycle rider ready. But don't forget to ride safe, too. Here's Green Bay biking expert Peter Flukey.
But what we forget about is that there are people out there walking, there are people out there biking. But because we didn't say to ourselves, where are those folks? You need to be looking and searching for those because it's a shared responsibility.
Flukey says responsibility includes obeying the rules of the road. But did you know bikes are equal to anything else on the road? It's true. By the way, the Green Bay area earned a bronze level, which is basically third place for being a bike-friendly community. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would
not.
Just yeah. start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
AM 1400 WRJN.
The music of the stars is on the air. Music of Mancini.
We have more.
Okay.
The nominees for original song and score and adaptation are
the 1983 Oscar.
Honey. Adapted score by Ralph Burns.
One from the Heart.
Song score by Tom Waits.
Victor Victoria.
Song score by Henry Mancini and Leslie Bricus, adapted by Henry Mancini.
And the winner is Henry Mancini and Leslie Bricus for Victor Victoria.
1983. Placido Domingo, Cher Bono. Doing the honors to announce, and here comes Hank Mancini.
It's been a while. Feels the same, though. Thank you, Academy, and special thanks to Jenny and my lovely family, and special, special thanks for the beautiful 25 years between Peter Gunn and Victor Victoria to Blake Edwards.
such a fuss. Oh, yeah. Wandering free, we present the kind of picture people are glad to see.
May I have this, Dan?
Oh, I'd be delighted.
Robert Preston and Julie Andrews.
Now here is the distinguished composer Henry Mancini. The Academy Award winner has written such hits as The Days of Wine and Roses, Moon River, Two for the Road, so many of them. He now plays one of his first big musical hits, Peter Gunn. But first let's...
Ed Sullivan, I'm looking at the screen here. He had sideburns that day. That song has lyrics. Sarah Vaughan, the music of the star.
Every night your line is busy. All that buzzing makes me dizzy. Couldn't count on all my fingers. All the dates you had with swingers. Street going your way.
music of the stars. Music from Peter Gunn. There's a story there. Hank Mancini worked for Universal Studios. His job? Writing for the horror movies and sci-fi in the 50s. Finally, one day, they said, we're coming up with a TV series called Peter Gunn. It's all about a detective and his girlfriend in a nightclub called Mother's. You want to do the songs? You're good. And he said something like, do I? Got the job, and then now he's in the spotlight. Music from Peter Gunn, Dreamsville. Had lyrics too.
Morning,
everyone. Lola Albright played Edie Hart, Peter Gunn's girlfriend. Go ahead, mix a martini.
Alone with love in dreams. Our next guest is the kid who gave me my first concert date. In 1962, just after Peter Gunn and Moon River, he hired me to appear with him at the Seattle World's Fair Opera House. We've worked a lot together since, and recently recorded an album of movie songs called The Hollywood Musicals for Columbia Records. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Mathis.
Two of my favorite Mancini songs come from movies directed by Stanley Donen, and both of them star Audrey Hepburn, one of Henry's favorites. Two for the Road with Hepburn and Albert Finney, charts the ups and downs of a marriage with a remarkable wit and style. Charade, with Cary Grant, is a sophisticated comedy thriller beautifully filmed in Paris. Each movie inspired Henry to write a lovely ballad.
The music of the stars, a salute to Hank Mancini on a centennial. Mancini conducts Johnny Mathis.
If you're feeling fancy free, come wander through the world with me. And any place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. Two for the road we'll travel down the years, collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs, and living life the way we please. In summertime, in winter we'll drink summer wine, and every day that you are mine will be a lovely day. As long as love still wears a smile, I know that we'll be two for the road. And that's a long, long while. When he played out, the parts we play. Oh, what a hit we made. We came on next to closing. Best on the bill. Lovers until love left the masquerade. I turned and you were gone. Then from the darkened wings, the music box played on. Sad little serenade, song of my heart's composing. I always will. Best on the bill, charade.
Memphis, 1987. That song did not win. It was nominated. Charade. As for pictures of 1962, let's see. Days of Wine and Roses won, also Mancini. Johnny Mercer did the lyrics. Also, there was a song, believe it or not, in Mutiny on the Bounty called Follow Me. Bronislaw Caper and Paul Francis Webster. And Webster also did the lyrics for Tender as the Night, Sammy Fain, Second Chance, Andre Previn. Look at these composers and lyricists from 1962 and thereabouts. Walk on the Wild Side, Elmer Bernstein, Mac David, and Jackie Gleason's Jimmy Van Heusen tune, Call Me Irresponsible. I played that earlier. And then Charade, and that lost, but Hank won. And here is Craig Stevens. He was Peter Gunn.
Grew up in outside of Kansas City, Liberty.
I was born in Liberty, but moved there. Hank, when I was about a year and a half old. I went to school in Kansas City, and then went to the University of Kansas.
Uh-huh. But your father, school teacher.
Yeah, he was an assistant in Kansas City school system for 46 years, I believe it was. Yes.
What happened? Some 20th Century or Paramount talent scout saw Craig Stevens one day on stage at the university, or what happened? How did you?
That's right. I was doing Sandy Tyrrell in Hay Fever. I met Noel Coward years later. I said, Mr. Coward, you won't believe this. One of the first plays I ever did. He says, don't tell me you played Sandy Tyrrell. And that was the role that I started in. I'd taken a course in public speaking at the University of Kansas City because I was a very shy kid, and we didn't get up in class and answer yes to my name. So my father, who was, again, a teacher, said, you've got to do something about this. And I wound up with this fella, and he was a dramatic coach, and I wound up doing 7 plays for him. And a talent scout saw me, Oliver Hinsdale from Paramount, and I came here and made a screen test. That changed my whole life. I was studying dentistry.
Right. But those days, talent scouts used to go all over the Midwest.
Oh, yes, they really search for
the universities,
country.
Didn't they? And they still do sometimes, maybe. But listen, getting back, Paramount came to Paramount.
Yes.
Signed you up.
Yes.
But something happened at Paramount. What happened?
What happened to me there?
Yeah, so you decided to go back.
I was 19 years old, and Mr. Hensel, who was the talent scout or coach there, not scout, was a marvelous man, and he called me into his office one day. I'd been there about 4 months. Uh-huh. He said, Craig, are you terribly serious about acting? I said, yes, sir, I think I am. He said, well, I knew you were studying dentistry and that you hadn't finished. You might want to go back to school. But he said, I think you have a tremendous potential. But he said, my advice to you would be to go back and work in the theater. If you stay here, you'll get a little bit part here or that, but you won't learn your craft like you have started to learn it in the theater. I would go back and work in it. I listened to him. Now, why I did, because young people don't normally do that, you know. And I went back and worked in the Orphan Stock Company in Kansas City.
In Kansas.
The Pasadena Playhouse. I got a tour on the West Coast, of a touring company. And a talent scout saw me. This was about 3 years later at Warner Brothers, and I got a contract there.
Was the late Craig Stevens. Peter Gunn. music of Mancini. German orchestra. They're great, aren't they? I don't have the full name. I think the director, Nick Rain, yeah. Hey, and the music of the stars on there. The Pink Panther. Peter Sellers. One of my favorite scenes.
Professor Guy Gadbois, medieval castle authority from Marseille. Tell me, do you have a room?
I do not know what a room is.
Zimmer.
Ah, a room.
That is what I have been saying, you idiot. Room. Zimmer. Does your dear go back?
No.
Oh. Yes, dear get. I thought you said your dog did not bite.
That is not my dog.
Oh,
of the Stars. The music of Mancini on a centennial birthday. Thanks for being here. Mancini from, this is from Life in a Looking Glass.
If you look at your life in a looking glass, you may see some things you don't want to see. You may see the day your youth slipped away and you'll say, hey, that just can't be me. You can learn about life in a looking glass. Maybe learn some things you never dreamed you'd know. Leave me though, in time fate will show that the looking glass is true. And in your that's life that you see, and you'll know who you are and be glad you're you. In a looking glass, you may see some things you don't want to see. You may see the day your youth slipped away and you'll say, hey,
just can't be me. You can learn about life in a looking glass. Maybe learn some things you never dreamed you'd know. Believe me, though, in time fate will show that the looking glass is true. And in your heart you'll agree that's life that you see. And you'll know who you are and be glad you're you. Glad you're you. Oh.
I've seen that face before, that face in the mirror. I know that face, I've seen that face before. I knew that dopey guy when he didn't know how to tie his tie. He stood right there and he had hair galore. The man in the looking glass, who can he be? The man in the looking glass, can he possibly be me? Where's our young Romeo, the lad who used to sigh? Who's that middle-aged Lothario with the twinkle in his eye? He seems so much wiser now, less lonely. But then, could be he's only pretending again. Man in the looking glass, smiling away. How's your sacroiliac today?
Marvelous to be part of a tribute to Hank. And over the years that we've known each other, he's never lost his sense of wonder and delight, nor his terrific sense of humor. And for me, half the fun of working with Hank is listening to one of his songs over the telephone when it's a work in progress. Wherever I am, he calls up and he says, "Hey, Jules, got a minute?" And I get a world premiere. In fact, my husband actually proposed to me over the telephone after he played me a Mancini song. No one can top Hank when it comes to writing music that captures character. At the end of our movie, That's Life, there's a Mancini song that manages to sum up the entire film. The perfect person was chosen to perform it. No one could sing it better. Tony Bennett.
Yeah, give me all the cues. Just give me the cues right now. Okay, thanks.
Julie Andrews and the music of the stars. The music of Hank Mancini. On a centennial. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you look at your life in a looking glass, see some things you don't want to see. You may see the day your youth slipped away and you'll say, "Hey, that just can't be me." You can learn about life in a looking glass. Maybe learn some things you never dreamed you'd know. Life that you see, and you'll know who you are and be glad you're.
Pictures is proud to announce a collaboration of extraordinary talent in a bittersweet comedy about the frailty of the human condition.
It all started this morning. The minute I got in the car, I should have known. The damn thing, brand new, sounds like it's making coffee.
I know we have our problems. You hate birthdays and you hate getting old and all of that. But honestly, Harvey, I think you feel you've got some kind of priority on this, Felix.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with you physically whatsoever. That's why I think you should see a psychiatrist.
God, I haven't been to confession, Father, for 36 years. My senior year at Notre Dame, and I only did it then because of my roommate. Only Tony Barragoni. I haven't seen him since we had a fight about a girl. I can't even remember her name.
Elena Montefusco.
Tony?
Why don't you just let me move in with you?
Gil, I'm in love with your husband.
I am too, Lily.
Oh, good. I'll see you at the party Sunday, and I'll bring my pajamas.
When the funniest things make you cry, but the absurdity of it all keeps you laughing, that's life.
Tell me the fall of Roger, please.
I've seen that face before, that face that I see in the mirror. I know that face, I've seen that face before. I knew that dopey guy when he didn't know how to tie his tie. He stood right there and he had hair galore. The man in the looking glass, who can he be? The man in the looking glass, can he possibly be me? Where's our young Romeo, the lad who used to sigh? Who's the middle-aged Lothario with a twinkle in his eye? He seems so much wiser now, less lonely, but then could be he's only pretending again. Sacroiliac today. Where's your first love affair, that tragedy d'amour, the true love you thought would be the end of you for sure? Man in the looking glass, have no regrets. The man who is wise never forgets that life is worth living. Can look in that looking glass and a smile.
The music of the stars. Henry Mancini. Stand by for Columbia Broadcasting System news. A look at weather. Oh, weather. More of Mancini. I'm Lou Regani, and the music of the stars till high noon. And all over the world at civicmedia.us. Be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.